wanted human beings evolved to withstand extended spaceflight, or that's what I infer from the analyses of physical and mental conditions of astronauts who spend long times at the International Space Station. One U.S. resident there, Scott Kelly, is the identical twin of Mark Kelly, who stayed earthbound. When Scott returned to Earth, more ways that we evolved for Earth's gravity and radiation shielding showed up. Earlier studies with other astronauts showed loss of bone mass and muscle function. By comparison with Mark, Scott also had a different gut microbiome, now seen as quite important for health. His chromosomes showed inversions from space radiation, though these returned to near normal. The end caps of some of his chromosomes, the telomeres, were critically shortened or lengthened. His carotid artery was distended. His cognitive capacity declined, essentially recoverably. The same would happen on a flight to Mars, but with more genetic damage from radiation in space. Still, some people are promoting Mars trips and colonization of distant star systems. For that last ultra-long no-return trip, toss in the hazards of extreme cabin fever. Our psychology isn't made for this. Some people argue for genetic selection of some colonists. They've overlooked the negative effects of inbreeding in a small population. Let's have a timeout for a few millennia to evolve humans to take all this. Hang on to this planet, the only one with coffee. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.